We have reached the halfway point of the legislative session. Senator, give us some of the highlights you think have happened in the first half.
We've had a lot of highlights in the Missouri State Senate during these first few months of session. Next week, we do go on legislative break, and I look forward to going back home and seeing everyone, all my constituents, and spending some time with some friends and family and getting recharged for the second half of the session. During the first half of the session, we focused some on drugs and public safety. We passed Senate Bill 6 out of the Missouri State Senate. It would create a more efficient, flexible process to update the state's list of controlled substances and allows law enforcement to quickly address new synthetic drugs as they hit the streets. It also updated Missouri's marijuana laws to reflect the passage of medical marijuana and make sure that with the passage of medical marijuana, some of these different types of medical marijuana are not marketed to children. Another thing that we did is we looked into litigation reform. We passed Senate Bill 7. This was some groundbreaking tort reform to limit out-of-state court shopping in St. Louis City to help ensure Missourians have efficient access to the courts they pay for. We also did some things to assist Missourians in need. One of those was Senate Bill 28, where we restored and reformed housing tax credits for working families and seniors. And we also placed a cap on that program to help further cost save taxpayers millions of dollars. Another bill that we also passed was my Senate Bill 45, which helps reform insurance coverage to provide therapeutic care for people with autism, developmental, and physical disabilities. A couple other categories that we were successful in passing legislation in would be lifting regulations. Senate Bill 89 helps reduce barriers to enter the workforce and made licensing processes more efficient. This one particularly deals with commercial driver's license and gives the director of revenue will be allowed to waive the CDL driving skills test for qualified military applicants. In and around the state of Missouri, we have a lot of military veterans that received a lot of training as far as in driving big trucks and heavy equipment. If we can waive the CDL driving requirements for them because they already had that experience in the military, I'm a full supporter for that. And then the last thing, as far as a balanced budget, we're still working on balancing the fiscal year 2020 budget, which will begin on July 1st, 2019 and go until June 30th of 2020. And then today we also passed the supplemental budget for 2019, House Bill 14. You know, things change a lot throughout the year, and last year when we were passing the budget for the current year, we had to make some changes as far as the supplemental budget. Some costs come in more than expected, some costs come in less than expected, and so the supplemental budget is one way just to balance that.
And you talk about the budget with just a few weeks left in session. That's the big issues, and the only constitutional mandate is to get that budget done by the first part of May.
That's right. The one thing that we have to do, we don't have to pass any other bills, but we have to pass the budget. And this year, the deadline for the budget is May 10th of 2019, with our final day of session May 17th of 2019. So once we come back from our legislative break, I know the House is set to take up the budget on the full House floor, and I'm sure there will be some amendments that will be offered and probably passed in order to change the House versions of the budget a little bit more. And then after that, we will review the House versions of the budget in our full Senate Appropriations Committee, and we will tweak it and make some changes to it as well. So I always describe the budget process as a marathon, not a sprint, and there will be several changes before we finalize the budget and send it to the governor.